Now, step into the life you were meant to live by getting back to basics, living well, and having fun. It's the Running with Nature show. Here are your hosts, Mariel Hemingway and Bobby Williams.
The reason we are doing the Running with Nature podcast is because it is based on the philosophy of our book, which is called Running with Nature, and it's really about connecting to nature and doing simple things in your life to make yourself healthier, happier, and younger just through the simple choices you make, from what you eat for breakfast to the thoughts you think first thing in the morning to the water you drink to, you know, movement, everything. How would you describe it, Bob?
It's about adventure for me, right? It's about silence, but the silence for me is the silence that I have while I'm in motion. I love this concept and this idea more than anything, because we feel like when you connect with nature, you inherently connect to yourself, because we are all nature, right? Everybody's inherently nature. We're part of this bigger thing that other people think that they're separate from, when in case we are together and we are connected that way. So Meryl and I look at nature and we say, hey, if we go out there and we connect with that, then we're connecting to ourselves and we're connecting with everything and everybody around us. It's a bigger picture. So Running with Nature was about that for me. And in doing it with Mariel was an amazing, you know, adventure in itself. I mean, the fact that male, female, and different concepts, and she sees it from her perspective and I see it from mine, coming together and writing something unique that we came out of long back and forth of why it needs to be written a certain way, and why I think my male point of view is the way to go, or she thinks her female, we'd come up with these amazing universal things for everybody to see.
Absolutely. And this show is really just about sharing those ideas, sharing those male-female concepts, and how we clash sometimes, and that's relationship. And because a great part of our philosophy is about relationships. The first relationship being the relationship that we have with ourselves. The second relationship is obviously every relationship you have with everything, from eating to drinking to, you know, to your partner. And Bobby is my partner. He's my, you know, he's my something. He's my son and my
I'm your
moon.
Everything, baby. I'm your everything.
Isn't there a song?
Remember that, everything.
You're my sun and my moon and whatever. Anyway.
I'll take the sun.
Yeah, there you go.
The moon's for you.
That's right. That's the female. It's always a female, male-female dynamic. It's always the balance between the
what
two.
What does the moon do? It's moving the water. You cry, right? What does the sun do? It shines.
The
it's the energy. It's the movement. It's everything.
It's hot and it burns you.
We are hot. I am hot. The men are hot.
Yeah. But, you know, what we love about sharing these concepts is they're endless. The great news about connecting in nature and living a life that is about awareness and consciousness is that it's ever-changing. So you're never going to get bored with this show. We're never going to get bored, because all of the concepts are constantly, like, shifting and moving, just the way nature is never, you know, a tree is never the same the second, you know, today as it was yesterday. And so things are always constantly moving, and we're always exploring what is the ist of cool things in health and wellness, and how, but also how simple can it be, you know, and how can it be more directed towards, you know, the everyday tasks, the simple tasks. I mean, like, a lot of people will say, you know, I want to change the way I eat, but I just don't know how. And I say, change your breakfast. Just one thing. If you can do that. Bobby has a whole different concept on this, but that would be his male. He wants to, like, chain you to a tree.
No. I just say change everything. Why take one step at a time? Which you do it all at once, right?
Yeah. But yeah, you have that fiery sun energy so that you can do that.
Why do I have the fiery sun energy? Because I was born on a Sunday.
Ooh.
Yeah. Which was when? Yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah. 50th birthday, by the way, everybody. 50 going on 29. 50's the new 29 in our household.
And you can see what 50 looks like if you go to the Running with Nature website. Let me go back to you, Mariel. I'm going to go to Bobby. If you're going to change one thing about breakfast, give the listeners an idea of what that, like, what's an example of what is bad and what is good?
Well, if you want to change your breakfast, obviously, I'm not saying shift from a, you know, a Dunkin' Donut to a Danish. I'm saying, you know, shift from going to Starbucks and getting a whipped cream and flooded something and a muffin to having maybe a green smoothie. But don't think, oh, because she said green smoothie, that sounds disgusting. Because we make the best green smoothies on planet Earth. They're delicious and they're super healthy for you. The reason why we start our day that way is because what you want to do first thing after drinking water, that's one of the most important things, but you want to alkalize your body.